debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Blitzy, let me know when you're rolling, kid.
We're good.
All right, good.
And we're audio only.
Yeah, but we do videotape okay, in case cool. we catch an oh shit moment, and then, you know, we have it.
Yeah, we can repurpose it and put it on YouTube later or something.
If indeed we have some type of viral deal.
It's like, kind of on video.
Like if we would get up in Warren Sapp's face and not be a bunch of pussies and then have it rolling.
Oh, we missed it.
We all talk, you know, pretty tough game now. Oh, coulda, shoulda, woulda, but fuck, we were all pussies.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't our home. It wasn't our box. You want to be on your, you know, cross your T's, dot your I's, you know, best
Blitz,
behavior.
Here's what I'm thinking with Operation Jizim Kizantra Chizori.
Okay.
Operation the Wiz at their
Cantori Drop. Cantori Drop.
Man. Yeah. Man, they got it. Blitz, they got the latest track even moving more into E. Like, we're fucked.
Yeah.
We are absolutely fucked.
Next one comes out in like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, look at that one they're showing over there.
I can't see it.
Yeah,
oh, that's
can't.
The 5 a.m. one.
Oh, that's the 5 a.m.
yeah,
one?
Yeah, that's the night. Yeah, 5
anyway, Blitz, with regards to Tizom Bizzings, Piz.
Yeah.
If I go to the front, to the guard guy, right? I can say I'm just a visitor of Tizom Biz. And they got the visitor parking there. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
If you just pull straight down. If you make a left, you can go underground, Willie.
Yeah.
But you can go straight and just park in that general.
Does he need to call in first?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to say I'm here to see Tiz Biz.
And then we're just going to park. And then we got to put the bike in the back.
I got it.
I know, but you know, I
got to give you my head mount. I'm going to give you my head mount that looks like a Steve Spurrier visor kind of deal.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm very familiar with the GoPro. And this is why.
And you put your iPhone up there. Are you going to GoPro or are you going to iPhone it?
Oh, I can iPhone. If it's got the iPhone mount, I got an iPhone mount. Yeah, well, then let's iPhone it up. That's even more
iPhone
touristy.
It up.
That's funnier.
And then I'll iPhone it with a selfie stick from a back distance deal. Like I'm a looky-low.
And then if we have the third angle of the actual Weather Channel, we're undefeated. We're unstoppable.
If we get the Weather Channel feed, then my feed, and then your point of view feed.
And the drone.
Well, the drone. Let's not even talk about what we can't control right now.
Because I can't fly the drone. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying from just, that their
but
angle.
But if you take their
let's
drone,
let's cook
with
the ingredients we have. Because you know this could be monumental. And at the same time, it's almost good that we kind of fumbled the ball with Warren Sapp because this makes us more dialed in. And then on top of that, if we mess up, we still got the impossible review at Burger King. So I think it's a win.
Well, I mean, at this point, man, Delta 9 Stein. He can't get enough food in his body.
I can't lose. No, I just ate two pizzas.
We may have to do the impossible burger before we even get over there. You're going to be so fucking hungry.
Maybe, and a strawberry milkshake. But
14 gummies, what do you expect?
Yeah, you know, I think the Delta 9s really are effective in making people eat. So the cancer patients that can't eat, maybe you guys should try some Delta 9. It does increase appetite.
Now, like yesterday, you kind of, you know, you're like, you know, the gummies are, I mean, I think they really, really, really were effective today.
No, they were extra effective today. And I took, I think it was a concentrated dose. So that's why, not that they aren't concentrated already, but I took I parceled them out yesterday, you know, throughout the day. I was taking two pieces. And I think the four piece was the, you know, it's the paradoxal effect. You know, once you have the, you know, the
but
super
Alex,
combustion.
You had about nine
super
in you.
Combustion.
I had 11 yesterday.
You were working
totally
11. Out. I've never seen anybody work more than four.
Oh, well, I mean, come on. I'm about to take four more before we go do this whole shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, oh, easy. We got to have four more through the door. I mean, everybody knows that rhyme. That's what everybody says of the Delta 9. I'm Delta 9 Stein. Now that I'm Delta 9 Stein, it's like Bottom Boy doesn't have a choice to put on the rainbow gear. He has to do it. He's Bottom Boy. I don't have a choice. I'm Delta 9 Stein. This is just, it's, you know.
You're Delta 9 Stein with a one-way kicker. Say it.
It's Delta 9 Stein with a one-way kicker, but the door, it's going to kick the other way. I promise.
That's the entourage effect.
Yeah. I don't think that you have ever gone and visited a city, had a better time, been more fucked up.
Met a Hall of Famer.
And potentially have, now we don't know, but just tentatively, we look like we might be onto something here content-wise.
And even if we don't, even if it's a big old strikeout, it's still worth it because this is the best thing about life. It's the experiences, hanging out, making new friends. And I know we're not just here to make friends, but I'm telling you, Bubba, this is a life long friendship that we have started.
Well, I thought that was Tucker,
whether
too.
You like it or not, Bubs.
Oh, I thought that was Tucker until he blew up.
Still likes it. I'm just telling you, I can't believe it's the start of something very special in my mind, and I'm sure you feel happy about the connection.
By the way, Alex Stein is the unfamiliar voice. That
oh,
you
yeah. It's Primetime 99. If you guys see me, I told AOC she was a big booty Latina, and I got like 100,000.
Would you like to fuck her? I'd love to fuck her.
Are you kidding? I was 69, doggy style, reverse cowgirl, all up in AOC. And one day, hopefully.
Who's the hottest politician?
AOC.
For real.
Or Nancy Pelosi has the biggest tits, but yeah, AOC's the hottest. AOC's number one. I mean,
Nancy Pelosi has had those.
Kristen Sinema, too, out of Arizona. How about the
former Hawaii girl? Was it
Tulsi?
I love her.
Yeah, you don't know the conspiracy that she's a guy, that she's a tranny, they say.
No.
Yes, I don't know if I necessarily believe it.
No way, yeah, she's beautiful.
I don't know.
Have you seen her in real life?
I met Tulsi.
Is it a fake rumor or is it a true rumor like the Michelle Obama one?
It's a true rumor like the Michelle Obama one.
Okay.
Just give me a Glenn Beck fucking nut hut deal with the phone.
What about the chick from South Dakota?
Oh, the governor.
Oh, yeah, Christy Noem. Yeah, she's smoked. Yeah. She's smoking like a cigarette.
No, I'll tell you, man.
But
nobody's
young.
Nobody's more of a smoke show than the judge from the Parkland shooter hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen her? Yeah.
No. Wait, well, maybe I've seen her, actually.
She got mad at the
so fucking beautiful. Let me find you.
I'm pulling up hot. Parkland judge hot is what I tweeted. Oh, wow.
She can take shit.
That's not too bad.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Wow. She's a judge.
Yes,
she's,
look at that.
You know, she's definitely emotionally unstable, though. I mean, you sit here. She's got the eyebrows. She's got the...
Look at that. Yeah,
eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
There's something inside of her. Could you imagine having sex with her? Yeah, I know. I mean, she takes control. She's the one that... She probably puts a strap on.
You think she's pegging?
Oh, yeah, she's a pegger.
Did you know Lummy was a peggy?
Are you kidding, Lummy? You've had insertion?
Look at him.
I didn't know this, but how deep of an insertion? I mean, are you talking about knuckle deep?
Hold on, the Latin whopper, like 8 inches.
What?
No, hold on.
Lummy.
Hold on, let me see. Latin whopper. For real, I'm not kidding.
Lummy, don't even lie.
Latin whopper all the way.
Hold on.
I like the Latin whopper from Burger King right there.
That's not what I was looking for.
You guys can go fucking try it.
Wait, can we get some context about this? What was this? So this is, you were horny, and you wanted to try something new?
Yeah. Me and my wife decided, you know, fuck it. Let's try it. Let's just go out
here
fucking
go.
On
this
top
is what,
of the
this
Latin
is what,
whopper.
This is what he has taken right here.
That's not what you took.
It helps, too, that Janessa was
took.
The...
Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down right now.
No.
This is what you're trolling me right now.
Okay.
Let me look me right in my face right now. Hold on. I want to get Lummy. Lummy,
be honest.
You did not take that...
In your ass.
No, you did not.
Lummy.
Yeah, it was pretty similar. Maybe a couple different terms.
Are you kidding me? Lummy, what? No! And you even got the realism? You got the realistic model?
This is the one that he took.
With the vein? You got the vein model?
Mine are a little bit bigger, veiny. I like a big veiny.
More veiny!
I like a big veiny cock.
No, wait.
We put a little bit of pubic hair. Like, I shaved my pubes, and we glued it onto it.
So did you get the lotion?
Yeah, so you use your own pubic hair, and you put it on the balls. So when it's going in, you have that tickle from the pubes. That's how I like to feel.
And Lummis, you're doing the right. You're playing this the right way, that you're leaning into it, because you did it. And that's the problem with this. A lot of people do this, and they'll deny it.
No,
and
listen.
That's what I'm saying.
See,
and that's why I respect you so much more now.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Lummis is a real man that he can do
It's about, I can shake his hand.
It's about eight and a half. Yeah, I can shake the hand of it.
Okay, but
we have to usually, like, yeah, that's why I stay shaved. So
there you go. Let me look right here.
That's
how it is, but it's probably a little bit more veiny.
Wow.
I like those big, thick veins.
That's too white.
No, I like that. Yeah, maybe a little tan. Like almost like a Dr. Diaco Italian.
Dr. Diaco sausage.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of like this?
No, that thing is scary.
No, this right here.
No, that's not. That's
that thing
too
has
dark.
A weave.
That's too dark. Maybe the second one. We'll go with the second one.
No, yours is darker than that. I've seen it.
Yeah, wow. Bubba and I have. We've
hold on.
You shared it?
I saw the box that it came in. Yeah. Because we had one when Janessa was on the show. They had used her as the Latin girl.
Yeah.
Is this kind of what it is?
No, nice. Jesus Christ.
That's not Latin. That's like Nigerian.
That's Titus O'Neil.
Could you imagine?
That's Titus O'Neil.
You'll see Sniper.
Oh, that's Titus O'Neil.
Oh, no,
right,
hold on. Me and Alex were looking and we're like, that's a man. No, that's a goddamn man.
Huge hands. Biggest
Titus
hands you've ever
O'Neil
seen.
Titus O'Neil is too big. He's the size of a mountain.
Yeah. Me and Alex were over there, a couple white boys, just fucking hanging out, and we're looking at Titus O'Neil, and his muscles have muscles.
He's the unofficial mayor of Tampa.
Yeah, he's cool.
I'm like, Alex, that's a man. That's a motherfucking man. And then Alex said some stuff, and yeah.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
With the realistic balls. And
yeah,
stuff?
That's why you put the peas on.
No, I had to ask this, Bubba. Do you ejaculate from it? I've never pegged.
Does it hit your prostate?
They say that you can't have an anal ejaculation.
Does it hit your prostate?
Yeah, with the reach around gimmick.
Okay, so she does the hand.
Her hands.
So she does. So,
the reach around.
So she gives you the hand. She gives you the hand pleasure, and then insertion of that at the same time. So she's kind of doing a trombone-ish.
Is that how you do it? But you're the girl, and she's the guy.
Yeah, but he's turned around.
Yeah, I just get on all fours, bend over the bed, and she has like a little step stool and gets on it and just gives me the business.
But is this because she likes to do it?
This is
for Lummy.
Come out?
No, that's disgusting.
Yeah, come.
Yeah.
So this is do you think it's a domination thing or do you think it's a vulnerability thing? I mean, what is the?
I just like to be dominated.
You do?
And because you're so big and tall,
he wants to escape that reality that he has to live every day.
That's right.
He wants to be the one who's submissive.
Bubba dominates me, and then I go home and I have my wife dominate me.
Right. Oh yeah. That's
see,
right.
I mean.
Soft material.
It's honestly kind of beautiful. If you really ask me, it is beautiful.
You know what? You know
it tastes good too.
How can they show that on eBay? Wait, go back to that, Bubba. That's on eBay. That's a woman sucking a penis. Wait, Bubba. Report that picture because kids. There's no ad block on eBay. Report that. That is actual child. You cannot have expose a kid to
this. What if my kid was like, 12 and he's looking to buy some new fucking pencils or some bullshit?
And stumbles on a fucking lad whopper.
And then he orders this, and this comes to the house, and the postman thinks I'm getting fucked.
It's food grade.
It's food grade silicone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Food grade silicone food grade. Sex toys.
Designed for lesbians, gay, and couples.
And you can put it dishwasher safe.
Look at that one. Has like a little feather on it.
I don't know how we get into that deal, but Lummy
is how we got into it, and it got into him.
All I gotta say is I agree with Alex, and I am now never drinking Pepsi Zero again.
Yeah, I told you Pepsi Zero is for homos.
Why?
Because if you drink Pepsi Zero, it makes you gay.
Oh,
oh no.
Yeah, 4.9, that sounds about right.
I like Dr.
Pepper. That's my size, but that looks much bigger. Oh, 4.9 is the base. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Say, that's more my speed in size, 4.9.
Well, I was going to say, that size is my testicles, so that's about right.
Do you have big testicles?
Oh, me? Yeah, I got huge testicles.
Yeah, wow. No, I got a big sack, too. I got a whole bunch of...
That's the white boy thing.
Just a sack, though?
Well, they say you're all hat, no cattle in Texas. I'm kind of like all sack, no cattle.
Anna, is that similar to Blitz right there? Is that
which
like
one?
The one that's on the screen right now.
There's two.
The white one,
of
course, not the black one.
That's pretty...
Is that a sword fight? Is that a cross sword?
I guess so.
That is a sword fight.
I think they're just trying to showcase the different shades you can get it in.
Right. Man, I couldn't even believe having something like that white one, like rolling around with that deal. My
Soft,
lord.
Soft, yeah.
The thing is, the worst part about this is, this comes from China, and they're using child labor to make these things. I'm sure they're painting them. They put the paint on
a 9-year-old with 8 fingers just fucking making dildos.
and they're exposed to all the toxic chemicals of the plastic being mixed.
Oh,
they
no.
all work under the same roof. I mean, but it's better to work at the dildo factory than the fentanyl farm. I guarantee you in China that the kids...
It's safer.
If you do well on the fentanyl farm, you get him promoted to the dildo.
Look at that. That's my girl right there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's a smoke show. What's her name?
Does she have big tits?
I don't know. But
it doesn't matter. I mean,
Judge Ito became famous for being a stupid-ass judge. This woman needs some fame because she's not a stupid-ass judge. She's fucking hot.
Judge Elizabeth.
Elizabeth what?
Sure.
Huh?
Elizabeth Sure.
Is it Sure?
Sure.
How do you pronounce that, Alex? You're the smartest guy. S-C-H-E-R-E-R.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
But does she have an Insta or anything like that?
I'm sure she's got to have
Look at that. Yeah, that's
an Instagram.
Look at that strong jawline. Nice jawline. I was just getting ready to say that, Anna.
Mm-hmm. Nice hair.
I want to see if she's got an Insta or something where I can get a bearing on the titties.
Elizabeth Schreier. Let's see.
Look at that little hair back right there. Oh, how old is she? Give me a full-blown 411 on this chick.
Mid-40s, I guess.
It says she's 46.
Yeah,
wow, she looks great, though, for 46. Not that that's that old, but she looks younger than that.
Oh, she looks way younger
than
that.
And she's had some outbursts, too. Like, she's flipped the fuck out on
the defense team.
She's flipped out.
I think I just found her Instagram. Yeah, here it is. Wow. Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Hold on. Take me into custody, Your Honor. Find me in contempt, please. Mm. Here we go. So this is her Insta.
My gosh, she's a horse girl, so she's a slut. All horse girls are sluts.
Well, they also got really incredibly strong legs because they have to pinch the horse.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And they're used to being bucked so hard, they want to get F-tar.
Yeah.
You know,
Look at that.
They want to recreate that.
Oh, and she likes to make out with horses, too. What's that mean?
She likes to ride.
Calumet, whatever. Love you. I love every part of this. Oh, look at that. She's looking at that horse like, you know, after this photo op, I want to.
When you don't fuck me?
The
horse stuff?
Look at that. Looks like fucking.
Yeah, she's got a great body.
Yellowstone needs to have her on there, buddy.
I just hit that follow button, so we'll be seeing more of her.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Yellowstone guy?
Or is that TV show?
Is that too hokey for you?
The TV show?
Yeah.
I don't even watch any TV shows or anything really anymore.
None.
I read every day. I watch a lot of YouTube. All this.
Porn? How about porn?
I like porn. Of course, but I can only watch amateur porn. I don't really like the professional porn.
Professional porn sucks.
It just sucks. Yeah. No,
that's the only fan.
I'm a big
porn.
OnlyFans guy. I got a few OnlyFans subscriptions.
For real?
Oh yeah, for sure. Not that I have my own, but yeah.
No. I know. But you pay for it?
Wait. Oh yeah, no. I actually pay for some hosts. I want
to
support.
Can I give you a promo to mine?
No, but I'm serious. Yeah, I'll take a promo, but I'm dead serious. You know, I want to support these girls. I want to see.
Do you interact with them like DMs and stuff?
No, I don't do that. I don't want them to know who I am. See, the only place I have a sock account is on OnlyFans. Because I don't want it to know it's me that has OnlyFans.
How many subscriptions do you have?
Probably like 8 or 9.
Okay.
I guess I help.
And what are they like?
Out.
20
you know
bucks
20
each?
No,
no.
If
they're really expensive, I won't do it. But if a girl's like a lot of now the gimmick they have two. They have like the free one, and then they have one that's like $4.99 introductory. You just get some thong shots, maybe a nip slip here.
Okay.
And but really more than
what
I do.
What about the one where they're fists at each other?
Well, okay. This is the problem. But Anna, this is why four girls that I know, and so I had to join theirs and then screenshot.
No,
it.
Personally.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. I had okay. to, so that's I had call. To have the evidence. Right. I just had to have that.
Sure, of course.
And then I just kind of stayed on because. One girl was actually annoying, and I canceled her. So those are about four. And then I got about three that I kind of like, damn, I want to see this. And then I think maybe some old ones. But, yeah, I got a few OnlyFans accounts for sure. Yeah, my OnlyFans bill every month's like $45.
Really?
Yeah, totally. But I actually like it because I you don't have to pay for porn, but I like that it goes to the creator. It's kind of like when people do a Twitch or people donate a super chat. That's how I take it. It's not even that I feel like I'm paying for porn. I'm like
no, it's supporting the cause. And...
Because porn, all these women too, Bubba. You know they have. I mean, except for like the Jenna Jameson, even the contract girls. These girls don't make any money. It's so exploitive. You know, a girl goes into the pornography business. They did a great documentary called Girls Next Door or Hot Girls Wanted. Have you seen Hot Girls Wanted, Bubba?
Challenge.
Woo! Oh, I thought this was where she breaks a foot or something.
Yeah, and she's got her Bubba Army.
I didn't realize that was Janessa.
No, that's not. It's Miss Cleo.
Bubba, have you seen Hot Girls Wanted?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
It was on Netflix, right?
Watch it tonight. It is about the pornography business, the amateur pornography business, how they use Craigslist to get them on, and how they only last about... Oh, Bubba.
They last like 3 months.
Bubba.
So like the average.
Bubba, yeah. I will never tell you what to do. That is your next movie you're going
to
watch.
Used to do the 12 Boobs of Christmas, where I had girls drive through titty joints.
See, I actually like her small breasts. You got too much money in that. She wants fake tits.
There we go. No, this was... our toy drive. This is how we got toys for the kids.
Okay, good. Oh, she pulled them all the way down.
I mean, I own all this footage. I got all of this footage.
Hey, there's me in the elf costume.
Where are you?
I'm in the elf costume.
Well, you're thin.
Thanks. That's me.
Wow. And what are they? What are they trying to get?
You don't even have music.
They want breakfast.
We were live on terrestrial radio here. And
now we're looking at what she's got. You're gonna clap.
Wow.
But what, so I need to give you a promo. Is this the Squirt Olympics right here, Lummy?
It looks like it.
Oh, no, that's Spelling Bee. Stripper Spelling Bee. They're not quite, you know.
Well, look at you, Bubba. You got a real
Camera
deal.
Girl,
only fans, huh?
Yeah, she is really steamy.
Let me see her. What's her? Well, let me see what her deal is. My OnlyFans is...
It's Shock the Push Trivia.
Oh, Shock the Push Trivia.
I've never even seen this.
This is on my OnlyFans account, at The Bubba Army. Now, Alex, every one of these girls have shock units duct taped to their vagina. See?
And look, that's heavy. That's heavy duty tape. Oh, yeah, that's 150 pounds.
Yeah, that's hurricane proof.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shut up for a second!
On The Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Layla, Roxy, and Violet, they are... Here we go. It looks like she could be... Here we go. The right answer. You're okay, okay?
Layla, she's crying. I
Layla,
feel bad.
I've never seen anybody this fucking scared. Honey, are you
and
sure?
I
haven't
even
shocked her yet.
So,
are you
I know,
okay?
But she's totally in her
this
right
might be,
to
this
be
might
crying.
Be wrong. Like, this might be wrong. Girl's crying.
I'd be a champion. Let's go. I'll ask
know,
you easy man. Questions.
Yeah,
I promise.
I don't know. I might want to tap you out. I may, and you're going to get shocked.
You might move quickly through the
vial of that crazy. I think she's got the unit pulled off her snatch because, I tried shocking her.
Yeah, she's got it pulled.
Yeah, she got the unit pulled because I'm shocking her right now and it ain't working.
No, please. Ah! No! I can feel it. Ah! You got me. I swear to God, you got me.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Please.
I got
please.
You. I'm done.
That really hurt.
I'm done. Stop. This chill. It'd be illegal.
Yeah, she's got a lot of emotional problems.
Man, I like her a lot.
Yeah, I do. That's what makes you like her.
Called 911 pissed as fuck because McDonald's. It's okay. It's all right, honey.
It's all
there you go. It's okay.
Is she crying too?
She's all right. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, God, she called 911 three times. She was so mad.
I mean, Alex, this might not be right. I'm shocking girls till they cry.
No, I like that one. She seems very nice.
There's a dark match, Alex Stein in the background.
Yeah,
I
don't know who it is. Creeping.
I don't know.
Cheeseburger?
Watch.
Chicken McNuggets.
Oh, she went quick.
It's done, honey. It's over. It's baby. It's fine. It's fine.
Baby, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine, baby. Hey, my fam.
You have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Now she starts crying. Watch.
Okay, it's okay. It's all right, honey.
It's all over.
It's okay. Uh-oh. She's all right. Now look at her. She looks at her friend like, help me. Watch.
There you go. It's done, honey. It's all right, baby. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's okay.
Watch.
It's all right, honey.
It's all up.
Watch this.
It's okay.
Help.
Look at that.
I know how you feel now.
Look at her looking into her. They're like, we've got to go. We're being trafficked.
What are they being?
I know. This
being
does.
Trafficked.
Hey, Bubba, do you think in this day and age, why can't...
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Everyone's phone's going off.
Wow.
Yep.
Everybody's.
Hillsborough County, mandatory.
Right. Test is like, what it says.
Nuggets. Yeah.
I may have to do that. Hold on.
Thing on the news.
Look at this girl.
Whoa.
Look at these jugs.
Forgot her shirt.
Yeah. Alex, this is what's on
who's
my
that
own.
Guy?
That's 25 cents. That's 25 cents. Awesome. He was my handler. He handled the bitches.
No, he's great.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
With that pussy shock.
Watch the news.
The pussy shock. They look like they're beaten women. Look at their coward.
Question for you, Violet. What New York Yankees player recently admitted to using steroids in his past?
Alex
Strawberry.
Oh,
yeah, Strawberry?
Watch.
That's cocaine.
She's going to get shocked. She's going to get shocked.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
She got that wrong on purpose. I got a feeling.
Now, see, Alex,
did she fucking love it?
Hey, some of them like it, Alex.
Of course, I mean, Lummy likes the veiny model. I mean, who would have ever thought that?
Did they really just send a test message out to
this
everybody?
Person just got assigned by Barack Obama as the new. Hold on, political question. Secretary of State. This person did.
Oh, I heard about this.
Oh, like
Hillary
Clinton.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for her.
Did you shock her anyways?
Alex, I was so ahead of my time. Stripper trivia with shock and the puss back a kicker?
I mean, wow.
Alex, Bubba put it in our butts and on our balls before, too.
Lummy, we didn't need that part.
Oh, sorry.
Lummy.
Sorry.
Doesn't make me
That's
look...
how you got the job.
Now, what's that? Now? What is Lindsay Lohan's girlfriend's name?
I don't
know. There we go.
Okay, whatever. Oh, just me. You got me.
Who is your girlfriend?
Okay, there we go.
Oh. Good question.
Layla, I'm sorry, Roxy.
I got a free one.
Roxy looks at Layla and says, "This is fucked up." Player.
Emmett Smith.
Well, it's the current season of Dancing with the Stars, so you are incorrect.
It's Jerry Rice.
Oh my God.
I care about the freaking trivia almost as much as the puss. I want to know what the answer is.
I think it was Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to look at some of my OnlyFans. I got to get you a promo account. Yeah. Oh, this is Janessa Brazil on the Monkey Rocker.
I think this is your favorite of all time.
I think it is.
Give attention to your husband.
Yes.
Were you peeling it? Wait, right, does that turn? You're going to wear for the monkey?
Here we go.
Latin. Okay.
Wow.
Incredible sec.
Hold on. She gets they on. Go to Janessa Brazil. She gets on the Monkey Rocker.
It's going to be fucking
bad. Now watch this, Alex. Watch this.
Oh, God. Look at this. All right, so Janessa, I know that you're going
to... Hey, you didn't even know about my OnlyFans, did you now?
I do know that promo. I gotta get the free promo.
The Merch Crick runs the deal. She'll get you the free promo.
Play us what you're doing. We're on radio.
So I'm swinging on it, but I'm not fucking myself yet. I'm giving it a hand job, so...
What? We couldn't do this. We could rub. We could clit rub, but we couldn't fuck.
No. Nope.
We can fuck here.
Yep.
Wow.
Why are we doing more fucking?
There you go, Alex.
She's
wow.
Full insertion.
Wow.
Should have put the GoPro.
Wow. 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 You know Asha Akira?
Yeah, of course. One of the most famous ones.
Hold on. I had her before she got into the business.
Doing what?
Hey, what's up? So we're back on the yacht and.
On my buddy's yacht.
I have my new toy. This different set. I'm going to experiment a little.
She, sat on it, put it in her sniz.
What is that?
It's like a cone?
I know.
It's a pussy cone.
A pussy cone.
Pussy cone.
Pussy cone.
Wow, that's new. I didn't even know a pussy cone was a device.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Bubba,
hold
wow.
on.
It's not.
Hold on.
Yes, wow.
This is the Clem Gym. Hold on.
Happy birthday!
Oh, my God!
The Clem Gym shirts.
Clem Gym.
Oh, it's a shame they ripped those shirts. Wow.
Was this a different gym?
But Alex, I got all this footage. Don't you think I could do something better?
Oh, Bubba. I mean, I just can't believe
three hot sluts that are gonna.
Hold on.
You guys have booked your
slots. Yeah.
How's your hot? Your speech.
That's just
so Maria Jade. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. And
it was just a pre. I want you to see the squirt Olympics before I let you.
The squirt Olympics.
Yes.
Wait,
the squirt Olympics. Hold on, Stormy Daniels. You've heard of her, right?
Of course.
Look, this is her doing a private photo shoot for me.
Wow.
Hold on.
Eating salad.
This is before
she salad.
This is way before fucking Trump.
Yeah.
Way before fucking Trump.
She looks
Hold
great.
On. I gotta
yeah,
find.
She does look good.
Boxing, more Stormy, Jesse Jane. I got a more Stormy in studio showing the titties. Hold on, I'm trying to find the Squirt Olympics because he's
great. Get ready for more than questions and answers.
Is that all right?
It's
fun. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
Honey. We shocked this one.
Yeah, we are. I'm trying to find. Oh,
and you know what's funny? That video is still the most memorable thing. 25 Cent.
Oh. I think we pop rocked the puss.
Wow.
I've
heard of the girl putting pop rocks in her mouth during a BJ.
No.
Summer Day. Let me see this. So what you need to do, Summer Day, because this is like, you know, girl on girl shit here. We don't want to with beer first. Very much. And,
so we put Miller Lite. We put Miller
Lite. You're next.
That's a funnel? Oh. What is that?
Yeah, we put Miller Lite inside of her sniz.
Now fill up that pussy with that beer.
You need to move on there with that beer.
All right.
If I had a dollar for every time I said that.
Fill up that pussy with the beer.
Tells me that all the time. He doesn't even drink beer.
Wow.
Can you play something?
Wow. Look at Lovey. Look at Lovey. Look at Lovey. Look at Lovey. Look at Lovey.
He's got his tits out, too.
I shave down there until every Friday
so
night.
So young.
Look at Lovey.
You look fucking Italian.
People suck off you.
Was this pre 8 inches, Lemmy?
Yeah. This was 08, I think.
All right. Well, anyway, Alex, I got to give you a promo code to my OnlyFans.
Yes, you do.
It's at the Bubba Army. hopefully Alex will continue to promote me throughout his various, you know, channels.
One-way Stein, Delta 9, one-way Stein.
Delta
I'm
9, one-way
like,
Stein.
Like, Lummix is the best. That's the best to double down. He embraced the insertion, and then you can't really make fun of him for it. And then I'm going to embrace the one-way.
Yeah.
You're going
to
embrace
Delta
one-way?
Delta 9, one-way Stein. This is still the 8 o'clock. Oh, so they're going to have a new update blitz in 2 minutes.
Yeah, let's it should stay, be new any, update. Any time now.
Let's stay on the air until then.
Are you sure? You still have a read to do, so.
Oh, I got a read to do?
Yeah.
So should I do it now?
Sure.
And then should I do it now and then I'll just cut more?
Yeah, the one you have to do now is the Fresh Ball Fall.
Okay,
one.
Yes. Hey, welcome to the Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure that your crotch looks nice. This means shipping cider in a fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. Hey, we're Dr. Seuss and we didn't even know it. That's right. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company that makes sure that your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Such creative writing. Heck, even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for fall. Join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off for free with free shipping using my promo code Bubba. Is it now? It says zero here, but I would think that my promo code would be Bubba.
It is.
All right. So free shipping, 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba. The Lawnmower 4.0 body trimmer and weed whacker nose and hair trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicious parts and holes. Both are waterproof, so you can keep scraping even though the weather is a-changing. Oh, is that scalping? It's scalping. There you go. Sorry. Edit it. So you can keep... it's scaping. Oh, it's scaping, as in manscaping. I'm fucking illiterate. So hi, it's Bubba the Love Sponge, and Manscaped has hired an illiterate man to be their spokesperson. But I got one way Delta 9 Stein here at all times.
Yes.
But we shouldn't save our signature scent for our pits. You can use a crop preserver, ball deodorant, and crop reviver, ball toner, and it all to make that smell top shelf and not have sweaty ball smell. Get the Platinum Package this fall. These products are guaranteed to be hits for your dangly balls. Go to manscaped.com to get 20% off free shipping with my code Bubba. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use promo code Bubba. Manscaped, clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunk's time to shine. There you go. Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
The 11 o'clock's out.
Yeah,
oh,
we're
no. That's not good news. I can read Blitz's tone. Not good news.
I can read his tone.
Wow. It's really turning more toward us now.
Yes, sir.
That's not good. I told you, yes, Bubba, it's going to be a bad one. Yes, sir. I guarantee
that's a yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Holy shit. Well, we better go out and one, get my generator running, and two,
we gotta go get
Jim King. We gotta get Cantori with it, do we not?
Yes. Yeah.
Get Cantori with it.
We gotta get the e-bike.
We got a lot of hurricane prep to do.
Yes. And then I gotta get the heck on a plane and get out of here before I get stuck
in demolition.
Because Bubba, you know, I came for one day, and now I'm gonna be here for the rest of the month because we're gonna be stuck.
Hey, we love Alex Stein. We can't have him here for another whole week.
Alex, you may be our last guest
of all time.
You know what, man? Bubba's studio was awesome until it got fucking Cat Ford.
Could you imagine, Bubba, what a year I would have that, you know, I blew up and I literally blew up the Bubba studios.
Wow. Oh, man. Hold on. You did come in like a hurricane.
I mean, you came in
yesterday at 9:30 and you have not been sober since.
I know. It's like I'm like a Lady Gaga star. Or what is that? A Miley Cyrus song.
Wrecking ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Oh, you did. Like a white trash fucking wrecking
one
ball.
One-way wrecking ball.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
A one-way wrecking ball. You wrecked us. You came in and sucked us dry for the best content known to man.
Went
back to Dallas, fluffed it up, got an extra 100K in subs.
I'm getting fluffed all day in Dallas.
We're sitting here with our fucking dicks in our hands, and we can't even get new subs because our building got blown over.
Yeah, Lummix is going to have oil from the generator all over his pants. You guys are going to have no energy, nothing. Everything's going to be shut down. I'm going to be at McDonald's eating French fries, dipping
hosting InfoWars.
Yeah, hosting InfoWars.
I remember that show, Bubba.
Blitz.
It was great.
Yeah.
When at Thursday at 2 a.m.
Those were eights.
No, right. right here. Right here.
Those are all 8 o'clock times.
Oh, it says 2 a.m.
It does say 2. It's weird.
It says 2 a.m. Thursday right
then
here.
Then maybe yours didn't update.
Yeah, it says 2 a.m. ahead. It's 2 a.m. Thursday, 2 a.m. Friday, no, 2 a.m. Saturday.
On the right hand.
That's what I'm saying. I see you. You're saying 2 a.m.
Huh.
Okay. It says 2 p.m. Wednesday here. Then it goes
I
over
see, I
here.
I can't see your screen, but on mine that I just refreshed, it, all the times are 8.
Yeah, Bubba,
eight.
I'll send you the one Blitz sent me because his says 8, yours says 2.
Yeah. Bubba's is the one that I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now right, so is it going to make landfall tonight?
No, Thursday. No. So Blitz,
you're good.
Thursday at 8 o'clock in the morning. Thursday, mine just refresh. So Blitz,
okay.
Thursday at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
What are they saying that this is going to be like wind wise?
That's a category 2, I believe. Right? Isn't that a hurricane?
It's a 2-3.
Yeah.
It's bad they named it Ian, Bubba. I know that sounds weird, but that's not good. It's really bad they named it Ian. I'm telling you that. There's some sort of symbolic reason, you know, it's supposed to be somebody and they skip over it. They want it to sound like some white guy that fucked up Florida.
Hey, man, you hear about Ian? He fucked Florida.
What about Hurricane Sandy? You say that in New York. You know, you're going to say these hurricanes, Hurricane Katrina, these names are important. Could you imagine this thing comes up and, you know, first of all, you have every single politician, every single person in the world says white supremacy is our biggest problem when inflation is so high that people can't afford to fill up their gas tank. People can't afford a single family home because all the corporations have raised, you know, artificially raised the value of a house. So now they're going to have this, you know, hurricane's going to hit and they're going to say, oh, some white guy hurricane ruined America.
Somebody texted me a picture from a gas station.
Blitz.
And it's like, there's like lines.
But hold on. I got gas. I'm going to be wasting a ton of gas, so fucking taking this numbnut out there.
Diesel, though, yeah, right?
Yes. No, my regular.
Oh, it's but, regular.
Blitz, they're saying potentially 6 to 10 inches of rain. This studio can't fit it.
The rain isn't the issue. It's the surge that's going to be the problem.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
I'm looking surge. At where is the surge? Do they have a surge? Yeah, here we go. Peak surge. Here we go. Oh my God!
That's Tampa's the reddest. Wow.
Up to 10 feet.
Well, hey, the good news is our studios is about 1.5 foot above sea level, so 10 feet would be like to the second floor.
Wow.
Like a wrecking ball.
And Bubba, look how it shoehorns in there. I mean, it's all.
In there, yeah.
I'm saying it's all up in there. That's not.
Yeah, Tampa Bay. Yeah, Dr. Dan's house is going to be under.
Now, we are. What, Blitz? Where are we in with this, with regards to this map? Where are the. Where's the studios? Like, right.
I can't see. I'm sorry.
Bubba,
if
you go
map.
Back to where you were circling the red.
We're in Tampa.
Bubba? No, I'm saying right on that. I was going to show you where we were.
All right, hold on.
Go up a little bit. See that, like, yeah, that little dingleberry that's hanging down?
The little tiny peninsula.
Yeah, the little dingleberry, Bubba?
That's downtown Tampa. Yeah, so right there. We're just to the north of that.
Right? Yeah, that's Dr. Dan's house.
Like,
we're like right there, yeah.
Like, we would be like right here?
Yeah.
Like, right where my little finger
yeah,
is?
Yeah, yeah. Because that dingleberry is where Dr. Dan is.
We're fucked, guys.
Yeah.
Like, Blitz, I've never.
You're not going to do an Irma Sherma on this one?
It's not funny anymore, I guess.
No, but like business-wise, I'm just thinking
I've been in contact with a couple of our stations. Orlando asked me earlier, what do you guys plan on doing? And I said, well, we're going to try to get some best ofs over to you. As of now, we're live until Wednesday. But
Blitz, what happens if this entire studio's underwater? I mean, we're ruined, aren't we?
Do we have insured? Are we insured?
Yeah, we are insured.
We'll figure something out.
At least we are protected in the long run.
DeSantis is live talking now.
Oh, my God. No, he's talking. Well, let's hear what he has. I wish we could pipe that in, but wow. That's not good. We got DeSantis up there.
I'm a little worried. I don't even know if I want to go troll Ken Troyer.
No, we got
Ken Troyer.
I don't want to go fucking troll Ken Troyer.
Could you imagine? No, Bubba. This is how you get canceled. We go troll him, and it's the worst. And we do this funny bit. It goes viral before the hurricane. Then the hurricane comes. It's the worst one in recorded history.
It just
look at these assholes laughing about all the people. You know, they change the whole narrative. Oh my God, Bubba the Love Sponge, Alex Stein canceled. They laughed. 100 people.
And Bubba lost his entire facility.
Hurricane deniers.
Exactly. They're going to play the podcast. And the whole time I'm saying it. George Soros did it all. Oh, my gosh. We're fucked.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Yeah, Bubba was just about to make a comeback.
I was just about. My documentary's getting ready to come out.
About to make that comeback.
This would have really, really helped Bubba's career had his studios not got wiped out with fucking Hurricane Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
But see, we're going to be celebrating. We're like, oh, we got this. Well, look at this gimmick. This worked. It worked. It worked. And we, you know, we got it over. And then, and then we're going
to
be.
But this is the fan.
See Ian slide up to the northwest and north today.
Listen to how he said Ian. Wait, pause it. Can you listen to how he says Ian again? And this is what
he actually said the white
Ian
storm
slide
Ian.
Up to the northwest
Ian, it's like just some
today.
White guy, like your neighbor,
you
did all this.
If you're in the Bahamas, we will see some scattered thunderstorms that could produce
no one cares about Bahamas.
Heavy rain, lightning possible too. As Ian really flexes today, it's going to start to grab the atmosphere. So while it's not technically part of Ian,
you hear how he says that, Bubba?
Yeah.
But I'm serious. You see how his inflections on Ian, because
I hear it. Thanks.
Over the next several days, as this.
I mean, I got race cars and fucking goats and car lifts and tools and mopeds and e-bikes and cream machines and fucking smart cars and trucks and.
I mean, and those smart cars have all that electricity and all the.
This slides up, and in the West, it's kind of a similar thing. It has a hold of the atmosphere. Anywhere close to land, you will have that land and sea breeze that happens. It's just a change of the temperature from land and water. One heats up and cools off faster between
this
day
is our
and
boy
night.
He listens to the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That creates a boundary.
He's the head meteorologist for Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines.
Yeah, so he plays on the cruise. I love Royal Caribbean. I actually
like
cruising.
He does stand-up, and he does stand-up and plays the saxophone for the cover band.
Right.
Wait, why is that so funny that I love cruising?
Because it's true.
Because he's the head meteorologist, but he also is your head maitre d' for dinner, and he does stand-up at 10, and then he fucking puts an outfit on and is like the ZZ Top fucking saxophone. Player for the cover band.
Well, you know, and one of my favorite TikTok accounts, I can't remember the guy's name, but it's what it's like to live on a cruise ship. Those guys, they work them to death, but it's kind of a funny gig, you know.
I wonder how much pussy you're getting.
Probably a lot. This guy looks like he's
out there. Will create a collision, and that makes thunderstorms. So either west or east.
Oh, he was going to show it a couple days later, but.
Let's go ahead and we got me and Alex got things to do.
Yeah, we gotta go fight. We
food review.
We gotta go say our goodbyes to all the fucking everyone in the county.
I am.
You're a freak, dude.
I honor this is my whole. This studio is my whole.
I understand.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
we can't stop God, Bubba. I don't know.
The only
what
one that's
going to
benefit after this is Alex Stein. One way Stein. He's the only one
going to benefit. One way Stein.
One way Stein never loses.
Yeah.
One way Delta 9 Stein.
Delta 9 Stein coming for you, Hurricane Ian. I'm the only one that's going to benefit.
See you guys tomorrow.